At Citrus Expo this year, I'll be talking about young tree programs for silica control. And this is really an important topic for growers as we look at having to replace either diseased trees or old trees that have become unproductive. We've got to be able to put new trees in the ground and get those trees up to production if we're going to maintain the continuity of citrus production in groves. So we'll be reviewing some of the information on what the recommended programs are for growers to control primarily psyllids on young trees, both newly planted trees and trees up to about age five years of age. And we'll go through the recommendations talked about before, but then I'm also going to get into give you a little preview of an ongoing multi-year field trial. This is a trial where we're looking at different approaches for silica control on young trees, and we're about 2 years into this experiment. We're starting to see some differences between the treatments, and I'll explain what our results are thus far and what it means for growers in terms of developing programs for controlling psyllids on young trees. And keeping in mind that, you know, we're only 2 years into the program, but we're already starting to see some differences that may actually be useful to growers as they develop their young tree care programs.
Michael, you anticipate with this information, growers will be able to walk right out, put some of this information to use in the grove?
Yes, it's definitely, I think we've definitely learned some information. We may not have all the answers, but I think we definitely can make some recommendations that are going to be useful based on the information coming out of this trial. So I do think it will be something that will be of use immediately to the growers as they work to protect their young trees that are in the field right now as we speak.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.